Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Kimball would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall and www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy moly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Campbell.
Ooh, happy Memorial Day, everybody. Can you believe it? It's already the end of May almost. What happened?
How did that happen?
I know. It was just spring break and, you know, my anniversary, and I was in Galveston, and next thing I know, I've been home for months, and I've got an afro. If y'all have ever seen Fletch, there's a scene in there where he says he's 6'6", but 6'9", with his afro. Yeah, Dale's 6'4", but he's about 6'10", with his afro, man. My hair does not get long. It gets big. Got to be careful. Dog and I took a walk the other day, and we were walking downwind. We made it our 40-minute route. We made it in 12 minutes because the wind caught me. Radar jumped on my back. Go, brother, go. Sail, sail. Away we went. That's right, man. I need a tie-dye peace T-shirt and some bell-bottom sandals and some little square blue sunglasses. I'm ready to go back to the 60s. Woodstock, here I come.
You'll be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, man. Listen to some Beatles, some Elvis. Woohoo! Hey, I do want to send a shout-out to my man Lee, who was doing the movie vault for us. He's retired. It's going to take about 12 people to fill his shoes. He was awesome. But, you know, he turned me on to a book, and it's on Bard, Me by Elton John. Now, I don't know if you're an Elton John fan, if you are, if you aren't, but, man, I started reading it, and I'm like, wow, I'm sucked in.
Nice.
It's good, and it's in Elton's voice, I think, or an English student, you know.
Okay.
It sounds like Elton, though.
Okay.
He hadn't hit a high note yet, but it sounds like Elton. But it's really good. I've really been enjoying it. But so here we are, March, COVID still going crazy. Hand sanitizers, washes. Shaman still has them, American Shaman, excellent stuff. If you get the gallon jugs, they're $60 for a gallon, and they ship them free. They also have 4-ounce bottles in a case lot of 25, and they will ship those free as well. So I've got a little 4-ounce bottle on my desk. We've got one right here. So I'm just always sanitizing. The cool thing is these do not use alcohol, so they don't dry your skin out. Very good stuff. And they've got a little lavender smell, so you can put stuff on your hand and put it over your nose and go to sleep. Hey, sleepy time. Hey, Anne Bliss with Journeys, everything is shipping free. Room sprays, roll-ons, jewelry. And I just ordered two killer crystals from her. I can't wait till they get here. Super
nice.
Cool prisms. They dance in the light, which I can't see, but, you know, I'm kind of into that energy stuff, y'all, so I can feel the energy off the crystals, which is really cool. But she's got all kinds of great jewelry items, necklaces, bracelets that she makes herself. So go check out Journeys. You can get there by JourneysEternalEssence.com. JourneysEternalEssence.com. You can get there from here, I guarantee, man.
Nice.
So Candace was reading about gyms being open, and it's crazy the different opening dates. There will not be college football this year. I'm making that statement right now. I'm bummed. I just don't see how.
Huh.
You know, University of California announced that all of its campuses are going to be online learning only the fall semester.
Wow.
No in-person classes. I mean, you guys are still shelter at home, right?
Yeah, we haven't. Tomorrow. Our governor's going to come out with the plan, whatever it is.
Okay.
And,
all right.
You know, and I got to say, in all honesty, Dale, people are still dying, like over 100 people a day.
I know. More than
that.
I mean, the numbers, they were saying that the numbers are rifling. And the crazy thing is, to me, we've been following the Theodore Roosevelt, you know, an aircraft carrier. went into port in Singapore
or something. Oh, my gosh, the poor sailors. Yes.
Well, but check it out. Of the 25 or 2,600 that tested positive, 60% of them weren't showing any symptoms.
Right.
So now you've got a very good fixed sample right there that's not contaminated by any outside sources. So what if this million whatever they say that we that have it in the U.S., how about another 60% of us that have it that aren't showing symptoms?
Right.
You can't take a test to see if you've had it because that test gives you – I mean, if a test comes back and says negative, it's negative.
Right.
But if it comes back and says positive, it may not be right because one in three give you a false positive.
Right.
So what do? Wash your hands, man. Wash your hands.
I mean, because that seems to be like the second round that's happening because even, you know, they talked about that there's an old guy and 89, he had it, he didn't have it, then nothing, but then he thought he was okay. And they're like, oh, hold it, you're not okay because you have it. And he's infected his wife and people in the apartment area. And it's just
Same story,
scary
different place,
stuff.
Man.
Scary
it's
stuff.
Craziness. But something that's not crazy, well, it might be crazy. We are going to make a pizza today.
this is like.
And you should have seen, well, I'm going to tell on you, girl, because as soon as Cheryl saw pizza, she's like, oh, shit.
Exactly. I was going to say, this is like
show,
my favorite
I'm out,
food.
I'm out. If you haven't listened to Cook in the Dark Show 1, woo! Like we told you before, that show took about 6.5 hours to record, man. Woo! And it was pizza. So, but we're going to be using an easy version of this, and it's a cheeseburger pizza. We've got Dan's Pizza here, local, and, man, they have the best pizza. They use fresh ingredients only. That's the only place we order pizza from. Not to mention they've got a buffalo chicken pizza that's pretty good. They've got a pesto pizza. They've got a garden pizza that you would love. It's got artichokes, black olives, green olives, tomatoes.
Sign me up.
White pizza, you know, no tomato sauce. It's got he's got all kinds of cool pizzas. And not to mention the pizza amore, which is like triple pepperoni. And I love that too. But after that, I got to take some antacid and the gout flares up. But you know what? Sometimes it's worth the pain to eat a pizza that's called pizza amore from Dan's. But we're going to do a cheeseburger pizza. We're also going to use the old Black and Decker talking toaster oven. It made it back into the kitchen. How you doing?
Bake.
He's ready to bake. Let's bake, baby. So the Black and Decker is on sale right now, $339. I saw it advertised by somebody else for $350. I've seen it for $400. Don't spend too much. There's one place to buy. That's at talkingtoasteroven.com. Go to talkingtoasteroven.com. If you can't afford the $339, we do a payment plan. We can get you a talking toaster oven. This thing is fabulous. 12 by 12 cavity inside, 8 inches high. We can do 2 12-inch pizzas if we so desire. Just saying, chicken tenders, you know, breaded, frozen that you can buy from the store ready to rock, and tater tots, a couple handfuls of tater tots, and 4 chicken strips, 22 minutes at 400 degrees. You'll be eating lunch quickly in the Black & Decker talking toaster oven. I love it. I love it. So, Cheryl, courtroom. Guy's busted, being charged with breaking and entering. And his attorney says, Your Honor, my client did not break and enter. The room that he supposedly broke into, the window was open. His right arm reached inside and grabbed some stuff, and he had no control of it. And he took off. So I don't see how you can find him guilty of a crime that his arm committed. And the judge frowns and rubs his chin. You know, counselor, you made a good argument. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to sentence his arm to 1 year. And if he wants to accompany his arm, he can. If he doesn't, he doesn't have to. So the attorney says, you know what, Your Honor, we'll take that. He walked over to his client, removed his right arm, which was prosthetic. They set it on the judge's desk, and they walked out of court. The legal system, you gotta love it, man. Hey, y'all, don't go anywhere. This is Cooking in the Dark. It is May, and we are making cheeseburger pizza. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stranded at home, empty plate. What will we eat now that it's late? Sandwich, can't you see? I'm so hungry.
You want Cooking in the Dark downloaded to your podcatcher? Here's our address, http://www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com/RSS. That's Cooking in the Dark, no spaces, all squished together, .libsyn, LIBSYN.com/RSS. And Cooking in the Dark will be delivered directly to your computer. Dale Campbell here with Cooking in the Dark, and let me ask you a question. When you take something out of the oven and you hear a sizzling sound, do you realize it's you sizzling and not the food? When you're grilling, do you find that your finger's getting cooked, not the meat? If so, you need to get some Grips oven mitts, the same ones that I use when I do Cooking in the Dark. These great mitts will not only protect you to temperatures up to 500 degrees, but they also protect you against steam burns and also burns from hot liquids. They clean up real easy. Just wash them off under the faucet or toss them in the dishwasher. The main reason I love them, though, being blind, I can actually identify what I'm touching right through the mitts without getting burnt. Now try that with a great big old cotton mitt. Also, unlike a cotton mitt, these babies are non-flammable, so you won't touch something accidentally and catch on fire. You know where to get them. Visit blindmysmart.com online and order your set of Grips right now. Or, if you can't get online, give them a call.
866-922-8877.
And start taking the sizzle out of yourself and putting it back in the food where it belongs.
Join me, Noah Carver, and all the other members on the Cooking in the Dark listserv. Get answers to cooking questions, tips, and great recipes while getting to know all these great folks. It's easy to join. Just send an email to cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org with the word subscribe in the subject line. That is cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org, all squished together, no spaces, with subscribe in the subject line. We'll see you on the list. Join me, Noah Carver, and all the other members on the Cooking in the Dark listserv. Get answers to cooking questions, tips, and great recipes while getting to know all these great folks. It's easy to join. Just send an email to cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org with the word subscribe in the subject line. That is cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org, all squished together, no spaces, with subscribe in the subject line. We'll see you on the list.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all. So we're getting prepped. So, hey, Brandon, this one's for you, bro. I talked to a guy, Brandon, who was told me a couple stories, and he's cooking on a cooktop. He's using a gas cooktop. So that's what I've got here, Brandon. I've got my skillet centered. During break, I got the bacon going because, you know, time. They only gave us 56 minutes. If we had all day, I'd be here all day because, you know me, I love talking. I am a talkative Texan. What I've done, Brandon, I've got my skillet using that chicken fryer I talked to you about, the bigger pan, straight sides. A chicken fryer, y'all, is like a skillet, but instead of having tapered sides that go out, and maybe being only an inch and a half, 2 inches tall, usually a bacon fryer has perpendicular sides all the way around the pan, and it sits about 3 inches deep. This one I've got here is a 12-inch. They make 14-inch models, but I found they're really nice because, you know, I've told you that story, making tacos one time, ended up with enough meat for one taco, started off with a pound of meat. Like, what happened? And it all ended up all over the top of my countertop in my stove where when I was mixing the meat, you know, I got a little crazy and it flipped out. In a chicken fryer pan, that kind of doesn't happen. And if you learn to stir to the middle,
right,
it definitely doesn't happen. Right. But, you know, we must learn these things as we go. So, Brandon, I've got my heat at medium, just a couple notches over, kind of between medium and medium high. The bacon is in the skillet, the lid is on, and we're just going to leave it alone. Now, I'm using thick bacon, so I know from past experience my cook time is 8 minutes. I'm going a little bit less than that. It may have been in there for about a minute and a half or so before we came back on the air. So I don't want it to be super crispy. And, Brandon, I know you said you didn't like bacon crispy, so this will be right up your alley. So I'm glad you're not here. I have to be beating you off between you and Cheryl. Back! 6 foot. Stay back.
No. I can hold off because I know we're working towards a cheeseburger pizza.
Working toward the finale. That's right.
Cheeseburger pizza.
So because we're going to bake the pizza at the end, the bacon I don't want finish crispy, crispy. I want it kind of crispy, not really limp, but just a little, kind of a little bit crispy. So that's where we're going with that. So Cheryl, why don't you go ahead and read this recipe? This is such an easy thing. And y'all, this is a great little thing to do on a Friday night, movie night or something with the kids. We're using a pre-made flatbread is actually what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for pizza. I mean, it's called a regular pizza shell or pizza crust. It's already baked pretty much. It's breaded and baked. These are 12-inch ones. They do have them that come in 7 inches also. So this was a pack of 2, and they have a pack of 3 that come in 7-inch sizes. So that would be perfect if you prepared hamburger meat, onions, mushrooms, whatever, cheese, and just let your kids build their own pizza.
I mean, they say nothing like gets kids really willing to eat food than giving them a chance to make it themselves. It's a marvel.
Oh, I thought you were going to say stovetop stuffing.
No, I wasn't going to go there.
Stovetop. Okay. Go ahead and read that recipe. I'll be quiet,
so,
I promise.
Here we go.
Maybe.
We need 1/2 cup of ketchup, 1/4 cup of yellow mustard, 3/4 pound of lean ground beef that we're going to brown, 1/3 cup of diced onions, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, and we've got our pizza crust. And as Dale started, 6 slices of bacon cooked and crumbled, 1/4 cup of diced dill pickles, 1 cup of shredded cheddar, 1 cup shredded mozzarella, and 2 Roma tomatoes thinly sliced. That's all you need.
Excellent. Very quick, very easy recipe. And what I really like about it is once you get everything prepared, it's just nothing but throwing it all together.
Right.
So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to start getting some stuff prepped here while our bacon is cooking. So I've got an onion. I'm going to use 1/2 of it, and I'm going to use our onion dicer to dice this really quickly. I love, we had a live show where I raced somebody. I gave him a knife and an onion. I said, you dice that, and I'll dice this. I'll $100. Who gets done first? I go, you can even have a head start. I made a couple cuts. Doink, doink. I'm done. Hey, give me my $100. Okay, so I've got our onion here, and I've got about 1/2 an onion. I'm going to quarter it. I've already cut it in half. I've peeled it, so we've gotten all the dead layers off. There's our bacon, so let me turn that down. I'm just going to turn it off and leave it in the pan. It only takes 8 minutes. We're probably at about 6.5 minutes.
Mm.
Even the 8 minutes is subject to change, depending network regulations.
Well, and you're going to stick this in the oven for a little bit, so
yes.
You don't want your bacon to burn. Or to sort of vanish, because you want to taste that too.
Oh yeah, I got to taste bacon. Bacon. So this recipe actually calls for you to put the onion. They want us to brown the onion with the meat, a la kind of a sautéed onion on top of a hamburger. Mm-hmm. All right, I just diced 1/2 an onion. 22 seconds? That's it. Here we are. Perfect. Okay, our onions are ready. We're going to need some pickles, also diced.
It's so funny. I bought like a huge jar of pickles from Costco a while ago, and then I was looking at it, and I'm like, oh, we've been eating pickles.
My grandma Dirks, man, my stepfather's grandma, used to make garlic pickles.
Oh my God,
they were so good. That was my favorite, homemade garlic pickles. Okay, I'm grabbing a paper plate. I'm going to stick a couple paper towels on it. Actually, 1 paper towel folded in 1/2, and I'm just going to scrape out this, use my spatula here.
You take the bacon out of the pan?
Get the bacon out. So what I'm doing, I'm just kind of taking the bacon and going from 12 o'clock and just sliding the spatula down to 6 o'clock. So I'm putting them all in a big pile, and then I'm just scooping them out onto the plate, running around inside. I think that's it. Okay. Now, we didn't get a lot of grease in there, which is good. Oh, that bacon's about right, too. Not too crispy. I think this is right up Brandon's alley right here, man. Let's set this off to the side. Set this over here in the prep area. We've got a little more work to do with that, but not much. So let me get our meat. We're using extra lean. This is 93% fat-free hamburger meat. And believe me, it tastes different, you know, than like, say, the 80% or just the regular hamburger meat that you buy, you know, the stuff that used to be like 90 cents a dollar a pound. I don't know what it is now. It's outrageous. This comes in a tube, so I just cut one end off of the tube, and I just dropped it right in the the pan there. Crumble that up. Get our fuego under it. Brandon, we're kicking it up to medium high here. We're still on the skillet. And folks, browning meat. And when you brown meat, you know how to brown meat. It's very easy, but you can do so many things. Tacos. Did I mention tacos?
No, but go ahead and mention tacos.
Make tacos with brown meat. You can make enchiladas with brown meat. Mm. You can brown some meat and put it over salad. Make a taco salad.
This is true.
Does it show that I haven't had Mexican food in a while?
Oh, my gosh. Even something as, like, frivolous as, you know, when they have, like, the Taco Tuesday.
Yes.
I was like, oh, man. So I was telling Tim, like, we've got to, like, order some Mexican food. I can't take it anymore.
I know, man. I mean, I've even succumbed. I would even do Taco Bell, except there's 7,000 people there that have the same idea as me.
Yeah.
Always got a line, man. I don't want it that bad yet, but we're getting very close. Okay, so I'm going to season this up a little bit, a little salt and pepper. As my buddy used to say, Mr. and Mrs. Dash. I go, what's that? And he goes, just whatever seasons you have on hand. I go, okay. Probably about a teaspoon, maybe 2 teaspoons of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of putting it in there on top. This is just to help season up the meat. Now, when the meat is browned, we're going to add a little steak sauce to it. Actually, I think I've got Worcestershire sauce here. A1 would work great, 57. If you have steak seasoning, you could put that in there just to give that meat just a little more bang. You know, I toyed with the idea, Cheryl, of adding some garlic.
I think you should. I like garlic.
Well, but This isn't a pizza, you know?
You mean
this is
the,
that's what stopped me. This is a cheeseburger
it's
pizza.
A cheeseburger.
And I'm like,
so we want to emphasize.
Cheeseburger have garlic? Not really.
All right, so we want to emphasize, like, the ketchup and mustard and the pickles and the...
Yeah, basically what we're looking for is the flavor of a cheeseburger. And The one I've had from Dan's Pizza, damn good. In fact, we were watching football last fall. What's that, football? Oh, yeah, you know that game. They used to play with an oblong ball. And back a long time ago, and I ordered... Man, I was hungry, so they've got a little hotline right to Dan's Pizza, so I ordered a big one.
Mm-hmm.
He's called the Danosaurus.
No.
Big old 31-inch monster, man.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So we brought that in. Oh, yeah. I told Sergio, was with me, son-in-law, I go, dude, this is going to be the best pizza. And sure enough, he still talks about that. So if this works, I can let him know, hey, dude. Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm taking the spatula, taking the turner here, and just going up and down. I'm holding it perpendicular to the bottom of the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kind of chopping up the meat. So we want it crumbles. Now, something you can buy, chili meat if you want bigger pieces of meat. Chili meat is just a coarser grind than hamburger meat.
I didn't know that.
All right, so we're going to be at medium high. I'm going to put the lid on that. We'll let that start browning and doing its thing. You know, we've got our onions ready, so next we need to grate the cheese. And we'll need to add the onions to the meat once the meat cooks for about 5 or 6 minutes. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back. We'll add the onions. Then we'll go ahead on with doing the rest of what we need, the pickles, the tomatoes. I'm going to show you something cool with this professional mandolin on the tomatoes. We're going to do something different than big slices of tomato. That'd be hard to eat on a pizza. Nothing like getting a bite of pizza and pulling the whole damn top of it off in your mouth, right?
Oh,
slaps against your chin, gets all over your shirt, and then you realize, oh, shoot, that's hot. And you're left with a hunk of crust with nothing but sauce on it. What happened to my pizza? So, hey, we'll be right back cooking in the dark. Oh, I want to ask you all something before we go. What's brown and kind of sticky? Think about that. We'll be right back cooking in the dark. Cheeseburger pizza.
Cooking in the Dark shows are archived at www.cookinginthedark.lipson.com. That's www.cookinginthedark.lipson.com. Go there now and have a listen to an old show.
This is Noah Carver, and I wonder if you know where to get an awesome Braille cookbook. Well, I do. At Blind Bookstop, there's over 190 different titles to choose from, all in Braille. And if you prefer it this way, or you're not a Braille reader, we've got you covered because we've got the conveniently easy electronic text format that you can open on your computer, lickety-split. So get yourself down to blindbookstop.com, where you'll go crazy with over 190 titles to choose from. Blindbookstop.com.
Order online or order by phone, 866-922-8877.
Hey, y'all, I want to tell you about the Danny Boy Stand. Some of y'all have heard about it, others haven't. But it's a stand created by who? Dan. Danny Boy. He got fed up with all the stands to hold your iPhone, you know, stationary while you try to read a document, you know, using Q&R Speak or Seeing AI or any of those things. I use Seeing AI, and man, try to don't breathe or cough when you're trying to scan something. Oh, it's a mess. Now I just set my phone in the top of my Danny Boy, slide my document underneath it, and there it is. It reads it right away. Check it out at DannyBoyStand.com. That's DannyBoyStand.com. Or you can also see it at BlindMiceMegamall.com. The Danny Boy Stand. You need it.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark.
Okay, y'all, our meat's been browning. It's getting pretty done. Now, again, the way you can tell that is it'll be kind of crumbly.
Yep.
You know, if it's not cooked through, it's going to be like Play-Doh. When you squeeze it or kind of run it between your fingers, if it's browned, it's going to kind of crumble away. If it's not, you're going to be able to feel it kind of squishy. That makes sense, you know? It's going to be, you can push it together and it's going to stick together.
Yeah. It means you still have some cooking to do.
Yes, we do. So I've just added the onions to our meat. We're going to let those saute up. Now we need, a third of a cup of, or a quarter of a cup of pickles. I like pickles. Knowing that I was going to be using the slicer dicer.
Oh, the slicer dicer. Okay.
Onion and veggie.
Yeah.
Dicer.
Yeah.
Slice and dice actually is what it's called.
Yes.
I bought baby dills. Classic. Let me cut that one's got a tail on it. Let me cut that tail off.
So we need about a quarter cup of diced dill pickles.
So I'm going to lay one baby dill on here.
Oh, this
We're
is easy. Quote
the wid, yes. Can you imagine dicing up the pickle? There we go. Just diced one. We're going to dice this second one. Now, when you use this, you just want to lay whatever you're dicing. There's a grid. It's probably about a 3.5, 3, maybe 4 by 4 grid that you lay your food on. Then you just press the top down. This thing looks kind of feels like an alligator snout. It's hinged at one end.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I will do another one here. This is so easy. I kind of put one hand over where the food is and one hand on the end of the snout and press down. And when you hear it pop, you know it did its thing. I'm going to do two more. And Cheryl, I'm going to set this jar out there and you can come grab a couple.
Oh, very thoughtful. I love pickles.
You know, Olga, and she hasn't made it in a while. We're kind of getting on to her.
Yeah.
Our next door neighbor from Russia. She used to make this pickle soup.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It was out of sight, man. It was so good. But, you know, coming from Russia, they made whatever they had. But, man, it's got beets in it.
There are lots of pickle things, yes.
Very good.
Wow.
Okay, we've got about a quarter cup of diced pickles there. Now, tomatoes, we need how much? Two Romas?
Two Roma tomatoes sliced.
I went a different route. Not badly, though. I just bought a garden tomato.
Okay.
Our meat is stirred here with the onion in it. So did y'all like that song at the beginning of the show, the Stuck at Home show? That was written by our very own Cheryl Cummings.
Ah, right.
I had to give you kudos, girl. That's cute. And it's sung by the Magic Man himself. Didn't know he could sing, huh? Going to be looking for a new producer and co-host here. We're going to be on the circuit playing Johnny Carson show. I guess it's the Tonight Show now.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what did you do with your times at home? Why, we wrote parodies.
Yes. So I just stirred up the meat, y'all, again, flipping it to the middle, going from, say, 3 o'clock to 12 o'clock and moving to the center of the pan, 12 to 9, going to the center of the pan,
9 to 6 to the center of pan, 6 to 3 in the center of pan, and just kind of stirring, you know, smoothing everything back out so we get a nice coverage in the skillet. We're about done there. That's looking good. Okay, so now we've got our tomato. We've got our professional mandolin. Gosh, I love this thing. I've kicked the legs out. I'm going to put it on the thickest slice, get the finger guard, because there are no fingertips in this recipe. So I'm going to turn this knob to the fourth position. That's going to give me the thickest slice. I'm going to flip this little thing up, move this lever. I just flipped up the julienne blades. So when I run this tomato through, it's going to slice and julienne cut it. Okay, there's one. There we go. Okay, let me see what we ended up with here. Reach underneath. Oh, nice. Because I want some tomatoes on this. I don't want them diced. I don't want big slices of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to work out perfectly. Find my finger guard again. You do not want to use this thing without the finger guard. Let me tell you what. It does not discriminate. It is super sharp, and it will take you out without thinking about it. Okay. All right. So I was slicing on top of my cutting board, my cutting mat. I've got a nice little combination here of tomatoes. I'm going to take my knife in this little pile. I'm just going to cut through the pile. Okay. That way the strips are cut down into smaller pieces. I don't want you biting into this and then pulling off a big old hunk of tomato. I want you to pull off a little piece of tomato so you get a bite of tomato, a little pickle, great mustard and ketchup sauce we're fixing to whip up right here. So now, I'm going to set this off to the side. So we've got pretty much everything we need. I'm going to turn the heat off on our meat.
Did you make our sauce, the ketchup and the...
Doing that right now.
All right. So we need 1/2 cup of ketchup and 1/4 cup of mustard.
I can do that. So if you're doing a lot of pizzas, do like I did. I prepared a whole pound of meat instead of 3/4 of a pound. I also, you know, you can just make more than you need, put it in bowls, and let people come by and do what they want when they make their own pizza, right?
I totally agree.
And I guess some of the stuff we're doing on the show really is promote social distancing. But I guess one person in the kitchen at a time, sanitize them before they go in, take their temperature when they leave.
If they're in the house with you, they're okay.
So, yeah.
As long as you're not letting in random strangers, you know. You and your kids, you're good.
That's right, because I've been known to let some random strangers in, let me tell you.
It's a good way to meet people.
I'll remember that. I need to meet people. Come on in.
Yeah. Most likely they'll run away.
Like, going over here to this house. Yeah. Said, I don't know. We're going to meet them.
Yeah, come on over.
You're not coming to my house. All right, I've just put in our 1/2 cup of ketchup. I'm using a 1/4 cup measuring cup because 2/4 make a half.
All right, kids, this is why you need fractions.
That's right.
Why do we have to study this?
Math is so great. I love math. I liked math a heck of a lot better than Old English, you know, or English literature. Oh, trying to read that was like, oh.
Oh, the Old English part?
Uh-huh. Just, yeah. I did download, like, Robin Hood. Mm-hmm. You know, read that. Oh, my goodness. To heat the heart to hither, I'm going to whop you with my stick. You know, ye old and ye he and all that. I'm like, dang. And I read 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And I read Robinson Crusoe. All really interesting books. Good stories.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't read those in a long time.
I've got Wuthering Heights still to go. I mean, I downloaded it, you know. I'll just do a random search there on Bard. I'm stirring up the ketchup and mustard here for our sauce.
Right.
Oh, I need to get this fired up. Woohoo! And check this out. This is so great. Talking toaster oven.
Mm-hmm.
5 rows of buttons, 2 buttons each. The left-hand side buttons scroll up through your options on each row. The right-hand button scrolls down. Just press it and hold it until you hear what you want.
425 degrees.
Let's go back up to button one, row one. We want bake. Your options are bake, toast, broil, warm, or timer. So you can even set a timer. Okay, next row is your temperature.
Right.
Now we want 425, which I think we're at. So let me go down one.
200
200.
450 degrees. 425 degrees.
425. There you go.
The bake time is about 12 minutes, okay? So I'm going to actually set this for 20 minutes.
5 minutes. 10 minutes. 15 minutes. 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Fourth row, left-hand button starts.
425 degrees. 20 minutes remaining. Toaster oven on.
There it goes. Just that simple. I'm going to take our pizza crust out here in a nice, cool package that does not have a Ziploc on it. I'm totally in favor of everything having a bag that opens with a Ziploc, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're making us, you're going to make us make two pizzas, Cheryl. We can do that. We only have time for one on the show, so we'll do another one.
That's okay.
You know what? Now with the social distancing and no audience, well, kind of no audience, except for our piped-in audience. Tim painstakingly went through old shows and pulled off some of the best audience responses, and that's what we have. So I'm going to pop one of these crusts into the oven real fast just to kind of brown it up. And to firm it up, that's the way it goes. It's got a little lip on it, so you can feel, you want the lip side up, of course, when you start filling it. 12-inch crust fits in there perfectly. So we'll let that go for about 3 minutes, and then we will pop him out and start building our pizza. Hey, let's take a quick right here. And while we're doing this, man, if you're at your computer, go to talkingmicrowave.com. Check that crazy thing out. Oh, and before we go, you know what's brown and kind of sticky?
It scares me, but go ahead.
Oh, everybody get out of the gutter. Let Cheryl's mind go by. It's a stick.
Oh, bad.
All right, y'all, we'll be right back cooking in the dark.
Visit a good friend of mine, Julie, at her store at blindmicemegamall.com on the go. She has tons of awesome dog guide products to keep you on the go. A lot of things are custom made, sweaters, leashes. I have a beautiful leash in the Houston Astro colors, bright orange. She makes them all. Bells. All kinds of stuff, shoes, raincoats, everything you need to keep you and your guide dog on the go. Plus, you can visit her directly at shop-onthego.com. That's shop-onthego.com. It'll take you right to her store at blindmicemegamall.com. Tell her hi. Tell her the mice sent
you. Are you on the Cooking in the Dark listserv? If not, why? Share recipes, tips, and get answers to cooking questions from the other awesome members on the list. It's easy to join. Just send an email to cookingthedark-request@acbradio.org with the word subscribe in the subject line. That is cookingthedark-request@acbradio.org. All squished together, no spaces, with subscribe in the subject line. Join us on the Cooking in the Dark listserv.
Are you looking for a bathroom scale? Well, the mice have the perfect one for you. It's the XL440 talking bathroom scale. With a maximum capacity of 440 pounds, it offers a nice, wide platform for stability and a clear speaking voice. Best of all, it carries a lifetime warranty. It'll be the last bathroom scale you ever buy. Get yours for under 50 bucks. That's right, the XL440 talking bathroom scale. With a lifetime warranty.
Order online or order by phone 866-922-8877.
Blind Mice Mart has your perfect product. Braille measuring cups and measuring spoons. That's right, it's a 9-piece measuring cup set from 1/8 of a cup to 2 cups. And they all have Braille. The same with the measuring spoons. You get an 11-piece set that goes from a 1/64 of a teaspoon, just a little bitty bit,
all the way up to 2 tablespoons. You'll never need another measuring set again. And best of all, they're at blindmicemart.com, where you won't lose your tail.
Order online or order by phone, 866-922-8877.
Your Talking Cooking Thermometer can do more than just help you in the kitchen. You can use it to take the temperature of your pool.
84.2 degrees Fahrenheit.
Perfect. The Talking Cooking Thermometer from Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, I just pulled the pie crust out of the toaster oven, but it's nice and crispy now. I wanted it to crisp up just a little bit because of the sauce and stuff we're going to be putting on it. And as Cheryl pointed out during break, hey, cheese. I'm like, oh, yeah, cheese. That stuff is important. Cheese, if you please. Power grater here.
Yeah, but it's not too much. It's like a cup of shredded cheddar and a cup.
And again, this cheese, I'm sorry to interrupt you. The cheese is just, what do you want to put on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
So here it asks for a cup of shredded cheddar and a cup of shredded mozzarella.
Mozzarella. Say that with your pinky in the air. Okay, so it took us, we had the pizza in there for just about 2 minutes and 20 seconds. It takes about 3 minutes for the toaster oven to preheat. So that gives me 5 minutes to get the cheese grated and get this in there. So it can bake, baby.
Yeah, and as you said, you just have to bake it 10 to 12 minutes. So it is a quick meal once it's all in.
Yeah. I mean, the pizza, I mean, that's, you know, the meat's pre-cooked. I mean, man, I saw cool recipes for, like, shrimp pizzas, sausage pizzas. A white pizza that uses a white sauce that's got 4 cheeses, white, mozzarella, feta, brie, all these cheeses. I'm like, wow, that would be really good, too. We're going to grate on our big grate, the largest grate here, which won't take very long. We're doing the mozzarella first.
Okay. And you have, like, a little, what do you call it, a cylinder-type grater?
Yeah, it's a tower grater, box grater. That's, it's vertical.
Yes.
Mine has 3 sides on it. Some have 2 sides, some have 4. Yep. But as you grate, whatever you grate stays inside it.
I love that part of it.
Okay. All right. Now.
All right.
We'll do the cheddar cheese. We'll do the same with it. Okay. Cheddar cheese I'm going to do on a medium grate. Mozzarella is kind of going to be the base. Cheddar cheese, man, you can do, there's so many, mild, sharp, New York extra sharp. I like a sharp cheese.
I was so close to tears when I heard a story that in France they had to get rid of cheese because nobody's buying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, milk.
Yeah.
You want to wait, gallons, millions of gallons of milk, but there's no market for it. I'm like, wow, this thing is crazy. Bring that milk truck down here to Dale's house. I'll take care of that. All right.
And a cup that's 8 ounces, right? So that's usually the size of a block of, like, cheddar cheese when you buy.
Yeah, but it's gonna be less than that if you grate a block, because that's my weight. We're going by volume.
Ah, all right.
Okay. So grated, you're gonna have a little air in there. Basically, just grate. I had a 16-ounce block of mozzarella.
Mm-hmm.
And I grated about a third of it. I had an 8-ounce block of cheddar, and I grated half of it. I mean, if we need more, we can certainly grate more.
Yeah.
You know. So, we're going to start with our sauce. We've got our pie crust here.
Right. And our sauce, remember, is that ketchup and mustard.
So I'm going to put I'm using a real tablespoon, just a bigger you know, cereal spoon or whatever.
Right.
And I put two globs right in the middle of the shell. I'm just spreading it out to the edges. All right, we've got a good base there. Now, what I've done is I put the shell on a cookie sheet. So it's easy to move, keeps it flat. We're going to use our mozzarella cheese. Just sprinkle some mozzarella cheese around. So I'm starting at 12 o'clock, and I'm kind of moving around the pizza, kind of letting my thumb, I'm doing this left-handed, so I'm going 12 to 3 around the 6. I'm just kind of letting my hand trail around the edge.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to need a little more cheddar. So, okay, we put a base of mozzarella down. I'm going to put a little cheddar on top of that. Perfect. Now, let's add the meat. So I'm just doing the meat the same way, holding up in my hand. And just kind of lightly sprinkling it out over the top of the pizza. Again, kind of working your way around. You can touch it, of course, to feel where you might have some bad, you know, some spots of nothing. And we can fill in. I'm kind of just moving, feeling around in the pan here from the pizza, I mean, for any areas where I might be missing anything or maybe have too much meat, not enough meat. You don't want to cover it, of course, because the pizza isn't covered completely, like layered, you know. Okay. Now, we're going to come back over here to the cheese. We're going to sprinkle a little more cheddar cheese on top. And again, I've got it holding it in my hand, and I'm just kind of moving my thumb across my fingers, and as it does, I let the cheese, the grated cheese, you'll feel it just kind of sprinkling out, falling out of your hand. Okay. Now, let's come over here to our pickles.
Oh, they might still, are they still in the alligator thing?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I'm not sure where I moved that to. Okay, so we're going to lightly sprinkle some pickles around. Not real heavy on the pickles. Okay, tomatoes will be next, Cheryl.
Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Bacon will be last. You know, another great thing with this toaster oven, during the summer, you don't have to heat up your whole dang house heating your oven up.
Oh, the oven, yeah.
Okay, tomatoes are on. Now here comes the bacon. So the bacon, I'm just tearing off pieces. I mean, you could get a knife and cut it if you wanted to. But I'm tearing off pieces that are maybe, I don't know, a half inch, maybe an inch. Bacon's one of those things, you get a big piece of bacon, you won't be sorry.
Toaster off.
Well, our timer ran out. Another slice of bacon we'll put on here. This dude's going to be heavy with bacon. It's going to definitely be a bacon cheeseburger pizza. Set our toaster oven here. I gotcha.
Toaster oven off. 425 degrees. 5 minutes. 10 minutes. 15 minutes. Bake. 425 degrees.
Now, when we go to do this pizza, we can do this on the baking sheet, do it on the rack, or do it on the rack. So I'm just sliding this pizza right off our pan right into the rack.
All right.
Let's sit to the rock. We'll be right back. And our pizza will be done. Don't go anywhere. Cook it in the dark.
Hey, y'all, do what I did and get yourself a 64 gigabyte upgrade memory card from Ultimate Tech Mods. It goes in your Victor Reader stream, and all of a sudden, bam, you've got over 50 gigs of storage, of memory, internal memory. No external cards, no more of this, no more of that. It's all in your stream. I've got 10 books right there now, plus 4 magazines, all internally saved on my second generation Victor Reader stream. That's ultimatetechmods.com, ultimatetechmods.com, or see them at Blind Mice Mega Mall.
Get your Blind Mice Mark Cooking in the Dark apron complete with BBQ on the bib at blindmicemark.com. It won't make you cook any better, but it will make you look daggum good while you're cooking. It's a full bib, heavy canvas twill apron complete with pockets, ties in the back, loops around the neck, and like I said, it doesn't help me cook any better, but I look daggum good while I'm in it. Get yours at blindmicemark.com.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Welcome back to more Cooking in the Dark.
All right, here we go, girl. We had a perfect time in the oven when a plan comes together.
It's ready?
It just went off. Timer said, we're done.
Oh, yay.
Pull this rack out. So what I just pulled the rack out. I'm going to take our cookie sheet that we made the pizza on. I'm going to use it just to, and I'm using a knife. Let's see if it slides. Oh, good, it slides. So I'm reaching in behind the pizza with my knife. And if you can't get in there, you could use maybe a fork to get right in the middle of it. You don't want to really, when pulling the rack out, you're going to be there a little bit. But go ahead and use like a fork or a knife or something to get a piece, get a hold of that pizza and just slide it out. Boom, right here, right onto the cookie sheet. Okay, set this over here. Now, we got to let this cool, Cheryl.
We do.
Can I
reread the recipe just to distract myself?
Yes, please. Kill this some time because I'm in front of this thing and I'm thinking that I don't know if there's enough for you.
Hey.
Man.
All right, so here we go. We need 1/2 cup of ketchup, 1/4 cup of yellow mustard, 1/4 pound of lean ground beef browned, 1/3 cup of diced onions, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, and then your pre-baked thin pizza crust, 6 slices of bacon cooked and crumbled, 1/4 cup of diced dill pickles, 1 cup shredded cheddar cheese, 1 cup shredded mozzarella, and 2 Roma tomatoes, thinly sliced.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's it, folks. Quick and easy. Any of those ingredients you don't want to use, substitute something out. Use chicken in place of meat, of the meat. Use, you know, but you got to have bacon. It's a cheeseburger. But think of the possibilities. Instead of making a ketchup and mustard base, how about barbecue sauce?
Ooh.
And chicken. You know, your chicken, cook. I mean, there's so many ways you can do with these. And these pre-made pizza crusts are so nice. I really like them. Putting them in the oven ahead of time for about 2 to 2 minutes like we did, it kind of firms them up and crisps them up a little bit, especially if you're putting a lot of ingredients on there that are wet. You know, it'll keep it from getting soggy.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, all in all, this is going to be delicious. And I've got a Budweiser right here that's been chilling, waiting for me, because you got to have beer and pizza.
Wow.
I guess bowling. Beer, pizza, and bowling, they all go together. All right, y'all, cheeseburger pizza, make it happen. Remember, check at your grocer. This was a Bopoli makes these these pizza crusts. This one actually was a store brand because they did not have the Bopoli. But they had not only the two, they had 2 12-inches in a package together for like $2. And they had 3 7-inch pizzas, I think, for about the same price. But, you know, that way your family can make their own. You know, sausage, pork, mushrooms, spinach, fettuccine alfredo sauce, and it's endless what you can do with these. So when you make something, send me a message. I want to know about it. Let Cheryl and I know. Send me a message. Just send it to me, dcampbell@blindmicemegamall.com. I'll get that email directly. I'd like to know what you make on with this. All right, y'all. We are out. AMF.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions.
When we're together, just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
This is Bird Note. Many flowers roll out the red carpet for desired visitors like hummingbirds and bumblebees, with bright colors and petals that act as landing pads. But flowers are sometimes victims of nectar thieves, species that bypass the flower's intended route to nectar without picking up any pollen. Tennessee warblers might not look like crafty robbers. They're tiny yellowish songbirds with a white stripe over their eyes. But they specialize in hacking into flowers. With their short, sharp bills, they tap a hole into the flower's base and enjoy an easy meal as nectar drips out. Tennessee warblers do most of their nectar drinking in tropical forests on their wintering grounds. During the breeding season in North America, insects are their most important food source. In fact, these warblers may help protect trees from spruce budworm. When there's a budworm outbreak, Tennessee warblers eat almost nothing else. So these nectar thieves give back to their ecosystems in their own way. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Tom and Annalie Luman celebrate Bird Note with today's show. They believe Bird Note stories are a magical doorway to nature and all of its wonders.
Have you heard about the audio journal show, Young at Heart? It's okay to be young at heart. The show is about listening to simple stories about simple and happy tales of life. By listening to Young at Heart, you will experience the delight and wonder of being, well, young at heart. And since laughter is the best medicine, many of the stories will also make you smile, chuckle, or even laugh out loud. So pull up a comfy chair, take off your shoes, and bend your ears to the audio journal show, Young at Heart, every Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m.
This is a public service announcement from the Massachusetts Association for the Blind. The Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired provides assistive technology training for persons with visual impairments. If you or a family member are interested in receiving one-on-one specialized training, please contact 617-991-7073 or email atcenter@mabcommunity.org.